Digital Dave. I'm joined by Scott Peterson and Jay Wilson of Donaldson Filtration Solutions.
Correct. Good morning, guys.
How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Happy to be here.
Beautiful day.
First Oshkosh?
11th.
Oh, you're a veteran.
My fourth.
There you go. Do you have any problem finding us? Yes.
A little bit. Yeah, we got held up by a parade of Mustangs, but...
The horror of it. The horror. Yeah.
That was an incredible sight this morning. The parade of Mustangs, like, you know, going by.
Never seen so many Mustangs.
This is the place. I don't know if they'll do that in the Warbirds show, but they usually bring them out here and just run them up on the ground so everybody can listen.
Yeah.
And that is so cool. Yeah. Anyway, you're from Donaldson Filtration Solutions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I will learn to speak one of these days. What exactly do you guys do?
Well, we manufacture filtration systems and solutions for general aviation up to commercial aviation, military aircraft, regional aircraft.
Well, when I think of air filters on general aviation, I'm thinking of air filters for the engine.
Yep, we make those. Okay. We've been manufacturing engine intake filters since the 60s. For the legacy manufacturers, your Cessna, your Piper, your Beechcraft, your Mooney, all of those aircraft are actually delivered with our filters straight from the factory.
Okay.
Over the years, our strategy was really an OEM-based strategy, so we were selling to Cessna and those manufacturers, and now we're really reaching out for the aftermarket and trying to get our name established with the end user so they know to select our part and put our airplane, you know, our part on the aircraft.
Yep.
So it's not that you're making newer and different filters for other applications. It's just that now you're getting out of OEM only and you're going to distribute aftermarket as well, the same filters.
Well, yeah, there's two strategies. We're expanding our outreach, you know, where we're going, you know, directly to the end user with aftermarket, you know, availability. And then we also have a lot of new product that we're working on for new applications, new programs.
Got an awful lot of engines out there that you didn't have before. You got all the Rotaxes now all the conversions.
Yep.
So,
yep, we want to talk to them. Absolutely. We want to grow that business.
Yep. So we're still focused OEM, but we're really trying to educate and let the market know that we're out there as an option on for the aftermarket as well.
Very good. Yep. What makes your filter so good, besides the fact that everybody's using it?
Well, it's the media. And Donaldson, you know, we're a filtration company. We're established, you know, in the early 1900s. Actually, Frank Donaldson started our company in 1915, and he developed the very first successful filter for an internal combustion engine. And over those years, we've really become experts at developing filter mediums. Right now, what we're using for general aviation is really a synthetic pleated dry media filter. A lot of people are familiar with, you know, they think that these filters are made out of paper or they're made out of an oily sponge, but our filters, our technology is a dry media. It's a man-made, you know, fiberglass synthetic fiber. It performs very well in all conditions, in moisture and...
It sounds like I can wash it out and reuse it, though.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It is a cleanable medium.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
That saves me money.
Yes.
that might be a little contrary to your aftermarket strategy, though, too.
Well, it is...
I have to buy one and keep it forever.
Well, no, it's not a forever thing. Our recommended interval is actually 500 flight hours, 3 years, or 5 cleanings.
Sure comes first.
Yeah, with the average pilot flying maybe about 100 hours a year, you know, that's a 3 to 5 year filter for them.
So eventually you do need to replace it, but you can certainly clean it in between.
And like you said, after the fifth cleaning, of course, after it starts to fall apart in your hand, that's a pretty good indication.
Well, let's get it off the airplane before that happens. Yeah. How does that sound?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay, guys, where are you on the field?
We're in Hangar D, Row C.
Hangar
D, Row C, and we've got a nice display of our product on our table. You can come by and take a look at our filters. We do have cross-reference material right there. A lot of FBOs combined. We have a great big shop poster where they can cross-reference our part number to the OEM part number, and it matches up with the application. And then we actually have images. You have little pictures at the bottom, too. So if they're pulling off a round filter, they know that, all right, here's a round one. This goes back on. And just another way to safety, you know, validate that they're putting the right equipment back on the aircraft.
Yeah, it would be nice to know that.
Yeah, you don't want to stick a round filter in a square hole and it just
won't
work out.
They tried that once or twice. Are your filters any good on volcanic ash? No, just kidding. I remember that from the Mount St. Helens.
Okay.
All right.
In addition to filtration, we also have systems, too. And over the last 3 or 4 years, we've been fairly active in the aerospace industry, acquiring some companies. 3 years ago, we acquired a company called Lebozek Filtration and Systems, and they have product on the Airbus, on the A380 that I'm looking out over here.
Yep.
And we have a rain repellent system.
A rain repellent
system? So we're a filtration company, but we do have systems as well. So it's, if you can imagine, Rain-X on demand.
Okay.
All of the Airbus aircraft have this rain repellent system that we provide.
It's sprayed on the windows?
Sprayed on the windshield.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow.
So we can offer a lot more than just, you know, that engine intake filter. We have a lot more technology and systems available.
I'm glad
to
you brought that up because I did not know that.
Yeah. Definitely stop by and we can give more info about those products.
We can even show what the installation kind of looks like on the aircraft.
Now, are you aiming that at general aviation too?
Well, yes. We actually are taking that to the general aviation. The corporate jet is kind of the target user for that.
Right.
The Dassault Falcon 7X has our rain repellent system. That aircraft actually doesn't have wipers, so they're relying on our fluid for rain protection.
Yep.
And then obviously the other manufacturers, we'd like to introduce that technology to them as well.
Okay, I'm pretty sure though you're not going after open cockpit.
Yeah, it won't work so well.
No.
You'd have to have wipers on your goggles probably then.
Well, that and the fact that you keep getting spritzed in the face, that really ruins the fun.
It'd be a little messy.
Very good. All right, Donaldson Filtration Solutions, Hangar D, Row C, as I remember.
That is correct.
Yes.
All right, guys, thank you for stopping by.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, this is Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio, and we're watching the aviation get started. We've got all sorts of interesting things moving around. Looks like a Glass Star or Sportsman there taking off. We've got a twin engine, looks like a Shrike taxiing. There's an RV6 going down the runway. Well, we'll take a quick break then. This is Digital Dave on EAA Radio.